Hey everybody, this is Chris, and I am Imperfectly Poly. Welcome back to the Imperfectly Poly podcast, where I talk about navigating life as a polyamorous person. This is not intended to be a guide to how to be polyamorous, or how to navigate life with mental health disorders or children, or any of the other things that I'm going to mention along the way. This is just my story, and all I can do is tell it, and hopefully you'll gain a tidbit or two, or maybe you'll laugh at me for my mistakes. But either way, I hope you enjoy. Take care. Hey y'all, this is Chris, and I am Imperfectly Poly. This week, I want to talk about dreams coming true. And sometimes, maybe even dreams that you didn't know you had can come true. I'm going to talk about just my life these last couple of weeks. Since my last episode that you guys have heard, a lot has happened. And so I wanted to, you know, really take a moment to talk about that. And I may mention a little bit about breadcrumbing while we're in here, and how to not breadcrumb somebody and what it feels like if you're on the receiving end. But mostly this is just about my life these last couple of weeks and some incredible successes that have happened along the way. So, where to start? Well, I guess I want to start back where, basically where I started this series at, what was it, however many episodes ago. At that point in time, I was very recently out of a relationship, and I had the mindset that, basically, a lot of my dreams were dead. A lot of dreams that I hoped for were never going to come to fruition. There were so many things that we had teed up together. So many things that had been promised. And it all kind of died suddenly. And so I mourned the death of so much. And it took me a while to get there. I mean, one of the big reasons I went into IOP was because I was mourning so much and I didn't know how to handle it. Luckily, IOP has been incredible and I've learned a lot through that. And part of that process has been, you know, completing the mourning of that old relationship. But I also realized that through that old relationship, there were a lot of those dreams that were never going to come true anyways, because I was being breadcrumbed. I was being just dropped along the way, little breadcrumbs of hope that kept me coming back. And now, as I look back on it, it's so clear. So for those of you who aren't really aware, you know, you may be asking, well, what the hell is breadcrumbing, right? And, you know, there's, some window of granularity of, you know, are you being breadcrumbed for an entire relationship or are you being breadcrumbed for other things? For me, in this instance, I was being breadcrumbed to do something, to achieve something together. And there were multiple of these things, but in a nutshell, you know, whenever I would mention that I wanted to do something, was one of these instances, I would be given the reassurance, oh yeah, trust me, that's going to happen. And then ultimately it was a very surface level reassurance, but it never actually got me anywhere. So that breadcrumbing is those small actions that can be taken to give hope to the victim. so that they are able to, you know, just keep coming back. And you know, like me, I was just a sucker. I kept coming back going, oh yeah, we're going to do this one day. Yeah, she said she would. Of course she will. Yeah, not so much. And so there are things that I waited for so long and never achieved. But here I am sitting just a handful of weeks into a relationship with Chloe, and I've done some of these things. And it blows my mind that things can be so easy with someone when it was, when I thought that a different person was going to do it all, right? Anyways, so what am I talking about, really? What are these great grand things? You're probably going to be greatly underwhelmed, because, you know, one of them is as silly as it sounds, is I've always wanted to go to a rave. Danielle's never been a person to enjoy EDM music, and luckily, you know, Chloe does. I had previously mentioned going to a rave with other people, and that never actually worked out. But I mentioned it to Chloe, and we've went to two raves, you know, in just the last couple of weeks. And it was so freaking cool. I mean, like, I've never been to anything like this before. I've been to some concerts, and those are all great. But just the energy in that room, you couldn't help but make your body move. And I had so much fun, and we were, you know, of course I'm an old man, so I didn't last till 4 a.m. like everybody else, but, you know, we stayed nice and late, and I moved a lot, and, sure, I'm an old man. I got up the next morning, my back was hurting. I mean, that fucking happens, man. But it was absolutely worth it, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. I truly hope we get to do it again soon. You know, what else? Another big one is community. I want to meet more people in the community of, you know, this lifestyle that I live. And it's, you know, there are gatherings that are out there. Well, I'd previously been promised to go to different gatherings with those types of individuals, and it just never happened. You know, I felt very isolated from the community for a long, long time. And here I am now being encouraged to go to the different gatherings that are out there. And we even went to a party, you know, up at a house that was with a lot of people of this lifestyle. And it was honestly just wonderful to you know, be surrounded by like-minded individuals. I never thought that was going to happen. I mean, that was one of those that was just, I just assumed was dead. And it's okay though, because now I know that all of these things that I thought were dead are not, because all it takes is just putting the right frame of mind on and going and tackling life. I know not to look at everything with this, you know, glass half empty. Life can still, you know, be lived even though a part of it's gone. Because there's just so much more to it, you know? And so what else? What are some other really cool dreams that I've got that I want to achieve? Well, One is I love to go hiking and I love to take photography. So I have this wonderful woman in my life who is encouraging me to do both of these things. And so tomorrow we're getting up and we're driving a little bit north of here and we're going to go for a hike and we're going to take some pictures while we're out there. And we're just going to really enjoy being out in nature and being together and just seeing, you know, what kind of trouble we can get into, I guess, right? What kind of, you know, good experiences and good memories we can make. And that's the kind of stuff that I just enjoy doing, going and adventuring with someone. And Chloe's luckily very willingly doing that with me. I know I've been talking about Chloe a lot, but I've got a big update about Danielle and I that I wanted to do as well in this episode, because it's really important. So if you recall, Danielle and I have been a little rocky, to say the least. You know, we separated in-house way back, you know, last fall, and we've been living separated here in the same house that entire time, up until now. And we still, you know, maintain our own bedrooms and everything. Way back last fall, I also stopped wearing my wedding ring. That relationship that we were in was toxic. It was exceptionally unhealthy. And I didn't want anything to do with that relationship anymore. And that included that ring very specifically. Because to me, symbolism is huge. And I didn't want to be bound to the toxicity of where we were. Well, as as time proceeds forward, we learn to choose each other. We were able to say, hey, would you like to spend time with me? And have the option to say no. And that created the seedling of a new foundation that we were able to build upon. And then one thing leads to another, and we go on a couple of dates. And yeah, I'm dating my wife again, and it's really nice. We're choosing to date each other. You know, it's not like it was before where it's, oh, it's a Wednesday and I'm going to take you out to dinner, but it's not really a date because it's just an obligation. Now we're choosing it. And it feels like dating again. And we're choosing to spend time together. And that's really a lovely thing. And she's been supporting me with this mental health journey. And it's been, honestly, she's been kind of a rock for me through the breakup, through all of this mental health, with the IOP, and just in general, as I've been up and down trying to get regulated, it's been great. And she mentioned me putting my ring back on, and I told her what I thought about that. I told her how that ring symbolized the old relationship, the relationship that I didn't want anymore. And I told her I would never put it back on, period. Well, things move forward, and she goes and finds a ring for me. She buys a ring that is dark wood, and she gives me the ring and tells me that the reason she gets it out of wood is because the wood symbolizes growth and rebirth, and that it's something completely different than what we were before. And we are now in a phase of growth together. And she offered it to me and asked if I wanted to put it on. And I do. I've got it on right now. It makes me really happy to be wearing a wedding ring again to represent the new relationship that Danielle and I have. You know, our previous marriage is done. It's a moment in time that is what it is. Now we're building something new, and it's so much better than what we had. And so somehow I came out of hell. Pure hell is where I was. And I'm sitting here now with two wonderful women who love me. For some fucked up reason, they both love me. And I'm one lucky ass man. And both of them have really worked hard with me to get me through IOP. And that's the thing that I haven't mentioned yet, is that I actually, today, completed my IOP program. I'm now an IOP graduate. I made it. I guess I get to go now forward into just my normal therapy. And we're going to go and clean out all the wounds and traumas and everything else that needs to be healed, just in a one-on-one basis. But I'm standing strong. I'm standing tall, just like I needed to be. And I'm ready. I'm ready to tackle what life has. I feel like I have a whole bunch more tools and more strength, and just a better clarity. And it's really wonderful. I never would have thought in a million years that so many of these things would have happened. I never thought that me and Danielle separating would make me and her find a new relationship. I never thought that I was going to be in a intensive outpatient program, and that I didn't think that it was going to help the way it has, but it has. And I really never thought that I was going to be in another relationship, especially this soon after breaking up with Melissa. Yet here I am, and I'm in love. I'm in love with Danielle. I'm in love with Chloe. And I'm just happy and full, and things are good. I pray that each of you out there are able to find joy. I know this isn't my longest episode, but I think I said a lot. I don't have much else. I'm just going to go and wrap it up here and try to get some sleep before I go hiking tomorrow. You guys have a great one. I'm Chris, and I'm Imperfectly Polly. Good night.